Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Today's the big day, and tomorrow you'll be dealing with that age-old quandary, what to do with the Thanksgiving leftovers. Fortunately, there are lots of things you can try, and it doesn't necessarily mean repeating the dinner dish by dish. Chef Jerry Pellegrino, let's break down some of the elements that we're going to be working with.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, you've got plenty of leftover turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have some mashed potatoes, some sort of vegetables.
Yeah, and odds and ends like cornbread, stuffing, gravy like that.
Probably sauerkraut.
Yeah, in Baltimore for sure.
Right.
Now, listen, folks, we know you don't need two guys on the radio to tell you how to make a hot turkey sandwich or turkey rice soups. But there are some other ideas that we came up with, and we thought you might enjoy them.
I think you've already got all the components to a turkey pot pie.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard not to love a good pot pie.
Oh, yeah.
Make it easy on yourself. Get a store-bought crust. You know, a little chicken broth, thicken it with cornstarch. Mix in all the leftovers you want, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make a turkey casserole. Same thing. Mix the vegetables, turkey, you know, put in the bottom of a baking dish. Add some mashed potatoes on top. Put a layer of stuffing, crumbled cornbread. I mean, that like, these are easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you go through your leftovers pretty quickly.
Yeah.
How about turkey a la king? We've made that before.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a great take on, like, you know, to-go Chinese food. But, yeah, it's almost the same as the pot pie mixture,
mm-hmm.
You know, basic white sauce. Heat that up. You can layer it over any leftover cornbread or dinner rolls you might have. You can also do potato dumplings.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, right? Take the mashed potatoes, mix in some flour and milk, create a dumpling batter, drop them into simmering broth, and serve them with the turkey a la king.
Oh, boy, that's not bad, Jer. Now, getting back to the stuffing, how about making little stuffing croquettes? I would mix my leftover stuffing with eggs and a little milk and roll heaping spoonfuls of it into nice little balls and then fry them up.
Yeah.
And you can take that leftover cranberry sauce, mix it with a little honey and mustard, and you've got a really tasty dipping sauce.
I like it. I like
Thank
it a lot.
You.
I mean, you know, the other thing is I'm sure we're watching football, you know, all weekend, and you know, nachos aren't just Mexican anymore.
No.
Right? We can do Thanksgiving-based nachos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shredded turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, crack some chips on top, throw some hot sauce, you know, bake it in the oven with some cheese, and you're good to go.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And you'll be eating that all weekend long.
Yeah.
Another staple for football watching would be hummus and chips. And
yeah.
In this case, I was thinking about, why not a sweet potato hummus? And I would take a food processor and mix some of the leftover sweet potatoes with a can of chickpeas, some tahini, some apple cider vinegar and olive oil, and any old spices that you want to think of. And you just blitz it and get it real smooth, and you tear up some pita bread, and you're ready for the third quarter. So it's all ready.
Right, right. And Baltimoreans, when you got sauerkraut, you know, you can use the turkey, sauerkraut stuffing, some Swiss cheese, Thousand Island dressing, and you can make yourself a turkey Reuben sandwich.
Oh, that's going to be hard to beat. Now,
right.
Finally, how about Friday morning breakfast? Any ideas?
Yeah, you know, grab some eggs and make a frittata. Right?
Sure.
I mean, frittata is the basis. You could put anything you want
yeah.
there. And it's a great way to do eggs and sort of all sorts of good stuff left over from dinner.
Wow, I'd be surprised if people's mouths aren't watering out there. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.